This is the first full edition of the Fire Matt Wiener's Head podcast. I'd like to thank you for coming back and giving it another listen after last week's introductory episode. I hope that while we try to improve this here, is that it develops into something that benefits the Quiz Bowl community as a whole, including yourself and your team. I thank you for giving us another listen, and if you have any feedback, I'd really appreciate receiving that. You can either post it on the hsquizbowl.org message board, or you can send me an email. My email address is fredmorlan@gmail.com. That's fredmorlan@gmail.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mike Bentley for supplying the website. Web space which these podcasts will be hosted on and the bandwidth that we'll be using. And of course, I'd like to thank Matt Wiener's Head for not crushing me when I mispronounced his name last week. Each week on this podcast, we'll be reviewing recent events that may come up in future Quiz Bowl tournaments in hopes of helping our listeners score more points. We'll call this 4 Quick 10 Points. The President of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has accused the United States and Britain of a campaign against his country of vilifying its actions. He appeared before the General Assembly of the United Nations in New York City, criticizing George Bush's human rights record and his actions in Iraq, and also calling for sanctions against Zimbabwe to be lifted. Most recently, I'm sure everyone's aware, the rioting in Rangoon in Burma and the government's crackdown upon the protests. According to the government, 9 people have been killed, but neutral observers have stated that more than that, significantly more, have been killed. As a reaction, the Bush administration imposed economic sanctions against more than a dozen senior officials of the nation of Myanmar on Thursday, condemning them for their crackdown. China's Three Gorges Dam could trigger an environmental catastrophe unless emerging problems are treated urgently, senior officials have warned, according to the BBC. The head of construction said ecological problems like soil erosion and landslides cannot be ignored. Additionally, China's broadcasting watchdog has banned all quote-unquote sexually suggestive advertising on television and the radio. It includes banning the advertisements for products such as sex-related health products and also sexual toys. Japan's new Prime Minister, Yasu Fukuda, and his cabinet have been formally sworn in by Emperor Akihito as of last week. In the nation of Nigeria, in the Niger Delta, where it's well known for its production of oil, a well-known USAID worker named Judith Burden Asuni and her 2 German companions have been arrested on charges of espionage and terrorism. Georgia's President Mikhail Saakashvili has accused Russia of leading terror missions against his country. This was in front of the United Nations. He said a man killed by Georgian forces in the breakaway Abkhazi region last week had turned out to be a Russian colonel. Iranian President Ahmadinejad has clashed with the head of New York's Columbia University while making a speech there last week. Colombian President Lee Bollinger described Mr. Ahmadinejad as a cruel dictator who denied the Holocaust famously in various addresses. At a later speech, Ahmadinejad has criticized the illegal UN Security Council sanctions against his country, stating that his nuclear program in Tehran has closed and that the issue was now in the hands of the nuclear watchdog of the United Nations. An anti-corruption group says that 3 Arab states are among a dozen worldwide where corruption has seen a significant increase in the past year. That includes the nations of Jordan, Bahrain, and Oman. Now, with the least perceived corruption in the Arab countries are Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. Other places, such as, once again, Myanmar, Iraq, and Somalia, are rated the worst for corruption. The best 3 countries with the least corruption include Denmark, Finland, and New Zealand. The U.S.-led coalition force in Afghanistan says that they've killed more than 160 Taliban fighters in 2 days of fighting in the south. In the murder trial, music producer Phil Spector failed to reach a verdict, leading to a mistrial. 10 jurors were stating that he should be convicted, while 2 opposed it. Phil Spector is famed for his Walls Sound producing style, which was used in varying music acts for Motown and the Beatles. The video game Halo 3 earned more than $170 million in sales during its first 24 hours of release, according to Microsoft. That sets the record for the most money earned in 1 day by an entertainment product, topping the money set or earned by Spider-Man 3 upon its release. The baseball hit by Barry Bonds to break the all-time home run record for Major League Baseball is going to be branded with an asterisk by its owner. Fashion designer Mark Echo won the ball in an auction by bidding more than $750,000 after it was caught by a New York Mets fan. Now, what it is being offered to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. It's not yet known if they will accept it. Customer demand has forced Microsoft to extend the life of Windows XP as far as a commercial offering by 5 months. It was originally planned that it would be no longer sold, effective January 30th of 2008. However, they have backed that date to June 30th, 2008, in an attempt to allow consumers more time to switch to Vista. Thieves in Argentina have stolen a computer from famed director Francis Ford Coppola, which contained the script for his next production, Tetro. No leads have been reported yet. It does not look like they'll be retrieving that. Speaking of movies, the parent of a 10-year-old boy has won the bidding for a coveted spot to appear in a movie with Will Ferrell entitled Step Brothers. The 10-year-old will appear as an extra. His parents bid $47,100 in a charity auction online. Russian President Vladimir Putin has raised the possibility of becoming a future prime minister of his country after leaving the presidency next year. He stated that the possibility was entirely realistic. In related news, a former world chess champion, Garry Kasparov, has been selected as the opposition candidate for the next Russian presidential poll. He vowed to fight for a quote-unquote democratic and just Russia. And that has been 4 Quick 10 Points. Each week on the podcast here, we'll be reviewing upcoming high school events and also results for those events as they come in. We'll additionally be reviewing collegiate events, both results and upcoming. At William & Mary, they'll be mirroring the early fall tournament, the second edition of that, calling it the Bosch Tournament. That will be on October 6th in Williamsburg, Virginia. They'll have a high school division and a collegiate division that will be a qualifier for the Pace National Championship. At UCLA, they'll be hosting the Twain Tournament, the 8th edition of that. That'll be on October 7th, and that'll be on NAQT set IS-68. At Yale, on the 13th of October, they'll be hosting the Fall Academic Tournament, and they'll be using NAQT set 69A. At James S. Rickards High School in Tallahassee, Florida, they'll be hosting a tournament on both Friday, October 12th, and Saturday, October 13th. Additionally, at the University of Georgia, of course, in Athens, Georgia, they'll be hosting the Classic City Classic, the second edition of that tournament. At the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, they'll be hosting the next installment of their Early Bird Series on October 13th, 2007. At Cornell University, they'll be hosting an NAQT tournament on set number 67 of NAQTs. Thomas Jefferson High School in Alexandria, Virginia will be hosting a tournament on October 13th. It will be NEQT. I didn't happen to get a set number, though. At North Greenville University in Tigerville, South Carolina, they'll be hosting their third Crusader Cup. That's a tournament for 7th to 12th graders in the upstate of South Carolina. It'll be house-written with pyramidal questions. That will be on October 13th. Also on October 13th, it'll be the 18th annual Walton Academic Challenge, and that'll be in Marietta, Georgia. Shorter Academic Bowl team from Shorter College will be hosting a NAQT High School Invitational on Tuesday, October 16th in Rome, Georgia. That'll be on Invitational Set 65A. Robinson High School in Concord, North Carolina will be hosting the Speedway Shootout, the second edition of that, on October 20th, 2007. That'll be NAQT Set 68. Blake High School will be holding a tournament on October 20th in Silver Spring, Maryland. Princeton College will be hosting a high school tournament on October 20th, the aptly named Princeton High School Tournament, of course in Princeton, New Jersey. This will be their 15th annual tournament, and once again on October 20th. And that will be on NAQT set number 70. Cedar Shoals High School will be hosting a junior varsity event in Athens, Georgia on October 20th. It will be intended for grades 10 and under, students in those grades, I should say. That will be NAQT set 69A. Langston University Quiz Bowl team in Langston, Oklahoma will be hosting the Edwin P. McCabe Scholars Bowl on October 20th on Langston's main campus. It'll be a NAQT A-level tournament. Additionally, there'll be the Eagle Quiz Bowl Invitational event at Auburn High School in Reiner, Virginia. That'll be NAQT Set 71A on October 20th. On the next week, on October 26th and 27th, Vanderbilt University will be hosting the ABC tournament. That will be their 34th edition of that event. At the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, on October 27th, they will be hosting the Tar Heel Cup. It's open to North Carolina teams only, and that's a PACE qualifier. The Academic Competition Club of the University of Virginia will be hosting the 12th Annual Cavalier Classic in Charlottesville, Virginia on October 27th. It'll be a house-written tournament. Kellenberg Memorial High School in Uniondale, New York will be hosting the Long Island Fall Tournament, the 7th edition of that, on October 27th. They'll be using NEQT Set 71A. Northwestern University, their Quiz Bowl team, will be hosting the 2007 NEQT Wildcat Invitational Tournament. That event will be held on October 27th. It will be on NEQT questions. I didn't see a specific set. Probably looked that over. And finally, Case Western Reserve University will be hosting their Celebrity Shoot Tournament on October 27th, 2007. Results of past tournaments at the University of Alabama. They held their first William Rufus King Memorial Tournament. It was on NEQT questions. The champion was Dorman A, that went undefeated with an 11-0 record. Second was Brindley Mountain A. Third was Chattahoochee. And fourth was Dorman B. At Scottsboro High School, they held a tournament on September 8th for their second annual tournament. Martin Luther King Jr. Magnet School of Tennessee was the overall champion. Brindley Mountain A, who gets around, once again was second place. Tied for third were Walton and Hoover A. Oklahoma State's L.L. Lewis Cup was on September 15th, 2007. The champion of the large school division would be Edmond Santa Fe A, who defeated the Edmond Homeschool Co-op in the finals. The third place game saw Ponca City A claim third place while defeating Mustang A. In the small school finals, Drummond A defeated Drummond B. At the Russell High School Tournament in Russell, Kentucky on September 15th, Danville was the overall champion. Johnson Central was second, while in the semifinals was Detroit Catholic Central and Pikeville. The Mid-Atlantic season opener on September 15th was held at Paint Branch High School in Burtonsville, Maryland. The champion of that event was Richard Montgomery A. Walt Whitman High School was second. Charter of Delaware was the third place team, while Georgetown Day School was fourth with their A team. Ezell Harding Christian School Academic Tournament was held on September 22nd in Antioch, Tennessee at the Tidler School. It was a house-written event with Dorman A winning overall. Second place team was Chattahoochee. Semifinalists were Danville and Martin Luther King Magnet. The SUSE-PASCO opening tournament at Essex, Vermont was held on September 29th. That was an NAQT A-set event. Overall champion was Champlain Valley A. Second place went to Hanover, third to Burlington, and fourth to South Burlington A. The first annual Princess Anne Quiz Bowl tournament at Princess Anne High School in Virginia Beach, Virginia was held on the 29th of September. The overall champion was Maggie Walker A, with second going to Collegiate High School, and third going to Maggie Walker B. The University of Tennessee Chattanooga Academic Trivia Association held its 10th annual Trevor's Trivia, the Bob Seltzer Memorial High School Quiz Bowl event. It was held on September 29th. House written, the champion was Dorman A, with second place going to Dorman B. Third place, Martin Luther King, was awarded that, and fourth went to Chattahoochee A. And finally, the 2007 Maryland Fall Classic Tournament was held on September 30th at the University of Maryland in College Park. Thomas Jefferson A defeated Walt Whitman A in the finals, while Seton Hall and Gonzaga tied for third. Finally, we'll be reviewing David Bykowski's ratings for high school Quiz Bowl teams. The 10th highest rated school so far is Brindley Mountain A. 9th goes to Chattahoochee A. 8th goes to Walton A. 7th goes to Edmond Santa Fe A. 6th goes to Martin Luther King Jr. Magnet School A. 5th place goes to Champlain Valley A. 4th to Walt Whitman A. 3rd to Thomas Jefferson A of Virginia. And second to Richard Montgomery A of Maryland, and finally Dorman A is currently in first place on that rating system. On each podcast, I'll be speaking for a little bit about various subjects. This week, I'll be just speaking about the general status of Quiz Bowl as a whole. I do believe that Quiz Bowl overall is improving as a game. I see that more participants are coming in, experiencing a steady growth on both the high school and collegiate circuits, and that more teams are coming from more states, and you're seeing this at more at tournaments that have more teams coming in. Regular tournaments such as nationals, and regular tournaments such as pinball on the collegiate level, and at tournaments like the Thomas Jefferson Invitational in Virginia and the Brookwood Invitational on the high school levels, amongst others, are experiencing more teams, or at least solid levels of teams that aren't really fluctuating too significantly. And thanks to these presences of more teams and more tournaments, we're having larger national tournaments. The Pace National Championship, that has continued to increase in the number of teams each year. And also the NAQT National Championship recently maxed out the number of teams they could possibly host, with more waiting to get in. So both tournaments are continuing to be successful. ACF and NAQT on the collegiate level are seeing more teams sign up to participate in attending those national tournaments as well. Now, I do see some areas where Quiz Bowl can continue to improve in the future. Continued online presence will be important for its future growth, of course, as with teams spread out so far apart, especially on the collegiate level, online communication will be the most reliable and most significant form of communication, whether that be message boards or Yahoo groups or just web pages or even AOL Instant Messenger or, you know, a different Instant Messenger of your choice. That'll allow teams to keep in touch with each other, exchange ideas, organize events, and so forth. Now, of course, it'll be important for new schools to be recruited. I do plan on speaking on that particular subject in the future, but basically what you can do is you can either speak with someone that you know, if you're currently a teacher at a high school and you're friends with someone who, you know, is also interested in hosting a team like this at their school, you definitely want to give them a help, you know, setting that up. And if you're on the collegiate level or even a player in high school, then if you know someone, once again, at a different school that would be interested, then it would be important to lend your assistance to them. The reason for this is that particularly if they're close, that will allow you to have further competition. And additionally, it would give more teams to go to hopefully a tournament that you'd be hosting, which in turn means more revenue. And as those other teams grow, you know, more financially and organizationally strong, then in the future they will be able to hold tournaments themselves, giving you more dates to play on, and also a better team to play against in which to better your own team. Once again, hosting tournaments is important because the more tournaments that there are, the more times that people get to play, the more money that stays in the circuit. And finally, it'll also allow your opponents to improve, thereby giving you better competition to play against, and as such, allow you to improve yourself. Now, in the future, we'll be discussing topics such as how to recruit future team members and how to get them to stay on the team, how to improve as a player, or how to improve as a coach, how to host tournaments, and how to raise funds for your team so you can stay financially solvent and, you know, to continue to attend tournaments in the future. With this being our last segment, this will finish up this first episode of the Fire Matt Wiener's Head podcast. I appreciate your listening to it. We'll try harder next time.